Hello, everybody, and welcome to episode 371 of the Overseas Connection podcast for May 21st, 2016. I am your host, Robin Tate, Bongo the Sian in Ballymena, Northern Ireland, and you'll get me at Bongo the Sian on Twitter and Bongo the Sian pretty much everywhere on Xbox, PlayStation, and Steams. We are going out live right now on Twitch. If you're listening on the audio version next week, or whenever, you can listen to us at twitch.tv/g4te.com and watch our video and video clips and see our ugly mugs. We go out at 11 p.m. UK, 3 p.m. West Coast, and 6 p.m. East Coast. And I am told that other times are available. So tonight we've got a full cast of motley crew. And we have the prettiest lady in the house tonight with an absolutely new PC, fantastic new camera. And if you're not watching this on video, you're missing out. Nicole, good evening.
Hello. Hiya. Now that you've embarrassed me greatly.
Oh, sorry about that. Yeah, it's been a while.
I know, it has. Yeah. It has.
And you haven't listened to last week's show, so you're talking to me. So that's fantastic.
Oh, God, what did you do?
I didn't do it.
Nope. Now you're lying, and now nope. I gotta go freaking listen after the show so that I can beat you up later.
No, I think you got involved in some competition banter, internal competition banter about your lucky, wonderful guessing in the internal trivia competition about how far ahead you were. But you can listen to it anyway and give me your feedback later.
Oh. Yeah.
So what have you been up to? What's been happening?
It's the end of school year, so been. I'm. There are days that I love children, and there are days that I wish that their parents wouldn't have had them.
Why don't I know? I'm one of the parents.
No, it's end of the year. They're all crazy.
So when does term end for you then?
We have 2.5 days left. Monday, Tuesday, and Wednesday's a half day.
Okay, so look, You are not a teacher, but you're like an assistant and a helper, and you do...
I'm a substitute teacher. What I do is if the teacher is sick, I go in and take over her class.
Wow. And is it all subjects and stuff like that then as well?
All subjects, all grades, but I generally stick with the special needs kids.
Uh-huh.
Because apparently I'm told it takes a special kind of person to be in there. And
she's used to talking to us a lot as well. So.
It takes, yeah.
Well,
yeah.
But it's my favorite group of kids to be with. They're absolutely the sweetest babies. And then there's a couple of classes that
are not.
Have some kids that need extra love and attention, and they know I can handle them, so I go in there.
Here, well, look, great to have you back again. You earn your money at your work, so let's unwind a wee bit here. We've also got Mr. Mark Wright, Mark Annex himself. Good evening, Mark. You might have heard his voice there.
Yes.
How are you, sir?
I'm very well, thank you. Yes, good evening, Robin. Good evening, everyone. Nice and you're to see also... me calling with a new PC.
Look yeah. Like, and I'm just... And I was just saying before we started, you're also looking very beautiful, Mark. I commented that you look like you've lost a pound or two.
Yeah, I'm trying to lose a bit of weight, so I've lost a bit over the past few months.
Well, I mean, the X Factor finals sort of Britain's Got Talent finals start tomorrow night, so we're all looking forward to seeing you at 8 o'clock on UTV to see you with your act. You're inside that big polar bear, aren't you?
Yeah. How did you know? That's supposed to be a secret. Don't tell everyone.
How's things? Going, yeah?
Yeah, right. Very well, thank you, yeah.
You had a good week, but a good show last week, didn't we? It was good fun.
Yeah, yeah. It's been a busy week for me this week, work-wise. I've been on, for the first time in quite a few years, I've been on a training course this week, so it's hard work sitting in the classroom all day long doing nothing.
Well, what were you learning?
Vehicle electrics, getting like an update, real like a refresher. Because there's that many electronics on vehicles now, it's unbelievable. Like when I first started 30 years ago, when I was an apprentice, everything was mechanical and were like maybe a few wires going to a bulb and that was it. Completely opposite way around now. Everything is computerized and modules and all that crap. So.
Oh, I remember when I was a lad. You would have changed the oil in my 1275 GT or my Mark II Escort, and you know you would have quite happily got underneath the car and took out the sump plug and changed the oil filter or the big strap. But now that's all gone these days.
Yeah.
Now, yeah, no. Oh, well, look here, that's great. Great to have you on the show. And our final cast member tonight is the wonderful man that's running OBS and is going to be showing some video, is Richard Webster, Big Bad Daddy. Good evening.
Good evening.
How's it going?
Everyone, hi. Hi, all. I'm Richard Webster, Big Bad Daddy, podcasting here from my new office. I have a new office.
Ooh.
That's my whiteboard.
Ooh.
I have a whiteboard. That's my Heisenberg. On the screen there.
I can't see your screen.
I know, yeah, I hide it from you guys.
Of course you
But, yeah, I've done quite a few things this week that I'm going to be talking about.
You have? You've had a busy week.
Doom came out, so lots to talk about as well.
Mm.
So, yeah, I'm here, I'm Big Bad Daddy on Places.
Places.
Well, so for those of you that don't know, Richard is, as well as stunning McMahon, started a new business, and this week he's been making cold calls. Now, anybody that has never made a cold call in their life to try and sell something or to try and get an appointment, you haven't lived. It's one of the hardest, most horrible jobs in the world to have to do that. Call after call of rejection and no, and people being awed. And yes, I understand people are busy. But anyway, like, I applaud you, Richard, on the start of your sales career. Old fellas like Fraser and Greg and I'd cut our teeth at that many years ago, and thankfully we don't have to do it that often, but that's where you have to start. So, you know, fair play to you, mate. Yeah, that's really good.
Yeah, nice one.
Yeah, well, look, I mean, I've had a nutty week as well. Absolutely exhausted. Actually, we are on a respite this weekend, so our little disabled chap, Glenn, is away for the weekend, and it's not often I get all sleep, lie in, and it was 9 o'clock this morning when I got up, and it's usually at like 6:30, and I didn't even realise it was just straight through. It was fantastic. But I've been all over the place this week. It's just been absolutely nutty. It's been away from the house at 6 and back at 9 in the evening sort of thing, 2 or 3 nights. So looking forward to the weekend. It was on the countdown to it. Really excited. Holidays are coming. 6 weeks to go. I watched this guy who does reviews of... or video walkthroughs. You must go to Universal Studios in Orlando maybe 2 or 3 times a week, and he takes a video log of the updates and things that have happened, and we kind of laugh at it because he goes, and that bush has been moved and there's a new tree over there and this sign has been slightly adjusted. But the big thing that we're watching, there's two big rides, one big new ride, which is King Kong, and it's almost ready, and hopefully it'll be open before we get there. But the biggie and one of my favourite rides that I've been on is the Hulk, which is just a super crazy roller coaster. And over the winter, they've took it apart and all putting it back together and revamping it. And today, they were doing live tests on it, and just this noise of the thing. Just look it up, the Hulk in Orlando, and just listen to the noise of that scary big ride. So I can't wait to get back onto it in July.
Don't do rides at all.
No,
I don't like heights. Just the I've been on a few, and I've been like had a few, and I've been persuaded by my mates and stuff. But just going up the thing before you even go down.
Yeah, that's the worst bit.
That kills me.
I don't like things. When we went on last year, all the sort of the Harry Potter stuff, and the new big castle that built, which is fabulous, but a lot of that stuff is like CGI, and there's lots of spinning around, and that makes me kind of woozy. I mean, round and round and round. Makes me sick. But the roller coaster thing, up and down, and speed, and you know, the Hulk. There's another one called Rock and Roller Coaster. The Hulk are really, really fast, but the Rock and Roller Coaster accelerates from 0 to 60 miles an hour in like second and a half, 2 seconds in the launch. It's just absolutely nutty. And it's a nice thrill, and I love that. But that's coming. So we have this, maybe I said before, but Judith, when we got to 100 days away, we got this big old glass sweetie jar, and Judith put a sweet for all of us. So it was 600 little jellies and teddy bears and gummies and all in there. So every day we take a sweet, all the family take it out. And we're now down to just over halfway or two-thirds of the way there now. And just when all the sweets are gone, it's time to go to the airport. So we are getting excited at this house about it. Right, okay, well, let's start the show proper. Just a wee point. Jason Johnson contacted us with our trivia. Good lad, Jason. But one of the things he wanted to pose to us as well was we're about halfway through the year now. E3 is about to come in just a few weeks' time as well. And he asked us, so far this year, what would it be our sort of favourite game of the year so far? You know, 2016's gone, so to this point. And do you have a favourite? Do you, or has it just been a year of disappointment? Or what do you think, Nicole? Do you have a favourite game so far this year?
No, I don't. And Kim and I actually discussed this on our own because you had said not to post it.
Yeah, yeah.
And to wait for the show.
For here. Yeah, yeah.
Thank you. I followed the rules. I talked to her offside. But it was most everything that's been out has already been out in some way, shape, or form. So it was a lot of redos, and you can only have Call of Duty 50 or whatever number we're on before you're bored with it. I am, however, looking forward to some games.
Okay.
Like the new Battlefield that's coming out. Mm. That actually looks really interesting to me because it's in a different time period.
Yeah, I think they've hit gold this year around with that. I think the Call of Duties is getting a bit long in the tooth, and I don't know how they're ever going to bring it back again. I mean, they're going to have to ignore the bigger, better, more in the future. They've got to make a big step change. Then again, they can do that. You know, people will follow it. If it says Call of Duty in front of it, they'll buy it.
Yeah. There are the fanboys out there. I'm just not one of them. Mm. I used to be.
Yeah, me too. Yeah. Well, this is the first year that I haven't bought a Call of Duty. Or rented or done something. Yeah. No interest.
I have Black Ops 3. Are we 2 or 3? I don't know what number we're on. Hell. 55. Yeah. Whatever Black Ops we're on. I have that. And I played it. And I liked it. And got bored with it that fast. Because it's the same. It's pretty much the same maps. They just modernized them. And all the AI is now robots. So it's basically the same freaking game.
Yeah, it's a Titanfall and COD and Halo. They're all starting to merge together.
That's my worry with Titanfall 2, where it's going to be the same as Titanfall 1. I just hope they do a bit of innovation.
Yeah, well, I hope like Doom, they strap on a really good, strong single player, which surprises us all. Because I think, from what I hear, the single player in Doom is supposed to be pretty class. Mark, what about yourself? Game of the year so far for you? And it doesn't have to be out this year.
I was just going
to
say,
what you've enjoyed the most this year, I suppose, is maybe another better way to phrase that question.
If it's a game what came out this year, then even though I haven't played it for quite some time now, probably The Division for me, but a game which hasn't been out this year, which came out last year, but I have only played this year, and it absolutely takes it for me, and Fraser's going to absolutely love me, is Metal Gear Solid 5, The Phantom Pain.
that's coming.
Yeah, I'm absolutely loving that. If you include DLC, The Witcher 3.
I was going to say, you were going to say some Witcher there too,
Hearts of Stone. I really enjoyed that, and I'm really looking forward to the next one in just over a week's time.
And Rich? Battlefield 4?
I think favourite new game that's come out this year might be Doom.
Ooh.
Doom's really good.
Have you played multiplayer?
Single player.
Right, okay.
Have you played? Yeah?
Yeah, I played a couple of hours.
Dude, well, we'll talk about that.
Fell instantly in love, so yeah, possibly that. Or Battlefield 4. It's best game every year until the new one comes out, so whatever. It's funny.
Yeah, well, for me, definitely The Division has to be up there as probably my game that I put the most time into as a game.
Stop shaking your head.
I can't help it.
It's me. Yeah.
I don't get that game.
Yeah, well, you know, if we were all the same, it would be a bit easier.
I know it would be totally boring, but it's just like there's so many people that bitched and moaned and complained about how you had to do the same thing over and over again in Destiny, and yet you guys that bitch, moan, and complain are like, oh, I just love this division. I'm like, it's the same thing. You're doing the same thing, just in a different atmosphere.
You see, the difference with me is I played through it, through the campaign until the sort of end game. And that was me. That was me done. I didn't do all the grinding and grinding and grinding to make myself sick of it. If I had say the game that I enjoyed playing the most this year, Tomb Raider was another big one there, I suppose. But I would have to say it's an old game, and the one that I had the most fun out of was Assassin's Creed Black Flag. And I know it's an old
that
game.
That was fun, though.
An old game, but I had a ball being a pirate.
Yeah. Syndicate's really good as well.
Yeah, so...
Just completely skip Unity and go straight onto Syndicate.
I have it sitting waiting for me to play. I bought it there when it was on offer. So it's interesting. I mean, you guys out there in the chat, and you know, if you want to email the show and let us know.
Shout out to the chatters. We've got people in there. We've got Adams KD86 with Kyle Adams.
Hey, Kyle.
Yeah. Rubbish username, Soul Brother 1, Teflon 12, Mr. Trivia, and the Hemwood.
Big news, Chris there too.
How did I miss?
Oh, Viva La Pedros has popped in.
How did I miss Rubbish?
He's not posted anything in the chat, but he's listed as a viewer. So.
Creepy!
Start
posting!
Welcome everybody.
Yeah, so Mr. DeLacy is away this week. Yeah, he's away.
We forgot to mention that.
Yeah, he's off having tequila.
He's doing this.
Yeah, so he's at a special event this week, and he'll probably be hammered by now. You know, he'll have two baby shams in him, and he'll be gone, and that'll be about it. Nicole, you haven't been on for a while, so tell us, gaming-wise, what have you been up to? What have you been playing?
I played some more Forza 6. Are we on 6? I'm really bad with the numbers today. There's just too many of them at school. That's all. We'll just go with that. That's my excuse. Played more of that. Because before we were doing the free play stuff. Huh? And I started going through all the training and all that.
Yeah.
And I'm better at driving than I thought I was. I don't know if it's the game. Or if, I don't know, the leaning in my chair helps. I don't know.
It definitely does help. I do that too. I hang around the corner and my controller turns if I'm using a Wii.
I know, right? I try and do that like the Wii. It's hilarious to watch me. My son actually punched me in the arm and he's like, Mom, that doesn't help. I'm like, oh, I know. I'm sorry. He was cracking me up. But we had fun.
So are you working your way through some of the races, sort of the campaign,
trying to get a feel for it. Like, it's not my forte, but I'm trying. I'm trying really hard.
Yeah, well, I mean, it's a beautiful game.
There's
a ton of content there, and it's a great game for the kids too, because you can do that split screen, and it's free.
Do not tell my kids you can do split screen. I said no.
Oh. Oh, shit, don't worry, they'll find it.
We're good.
Yeah, well, I've been playing a bit of Forza this week as well, just when you brought it up, and there's been a big new update for Forza this week. Now, it is paid DLC, but it's NASCAR.
So
they've added the whole NASCAR, so 24 cars, all this year's imagery, a new track. Played a bit of it, and just the sound of those NASCARs and the weight of them. They're like no other type of race car, really. There's something very, very unique about them, and I know it's a lot of turning left. It is special, and I'm sure the community will get some good Forza championships and or NASCAR championships started as well, and NASCAR will come up again a bit later on. Anything else, Nicole?
Played some Subnautica. That's it's kind of like how do you explain this game? It's a beta.
Yeah.
And it's $20.
Yeah.
You crash, your airship crashes in the sea, and you actually have to build your own little survival area right there in the sea. So okay. you've got to go grab scrap metal and titanium and food bits and whatnot and try not to run out of oxygen, try not to run out of food, and make all these little things at the same time and get build your little area up. My kids begged and begged and begged, and I'm like, I'm not paying $20 for a game that isn't even finished yet. And then I was like, early access. Oh, I've already done that. Rust.
So is this on PS4 or Xbox One or PC?
No, that's on the Xbox.
Okay, because I think I actually played this. I was at the Raised in London with Charlie a month or so ago, and it was an ID at Xbox game, and it was there. So this is like a little diver.
Yeah,
well, and it's a slightly different colored sea, and there's strange fish. Yeah. Well, oh, right, okay.
It's actually kind of fun.
Yeah.
It's a little different. It's like, I mean, you have to build things, and you have to, but you kind of get to do your own thing. And it's kind of like the games that are all coming out right now. So, like, the Ark has done that. Rust started it off. There's a couple others that are like that. So,
killed you? Apart from running out of oxygen and food, is there big bad
fish? Yeah, there's ugly fish.
There's always a big fish.
They look like me in the morning without coffee. They're big ugly fish.
Oh dear. Okay. You know what? No. So that's on the menu then with the Ark trial down in that section of the store then, I would assume.
Mine was right up. No, my kids just had it up
okay.
there.
Okay, all right, okay. I must have a look.
But you can't miss it. It's Subnautica.
Yeah,
and then
there was a whole rake of those, like that Subnautica, and then which is out now, Super Hot. And there's a whole pile of those little smaller games, which look really cool. It's nice that all that sort of PC stuff is transferring over now.
Yeah, I love that. The kids had heard of it or played it somewhere else before. I'm not sure which. But they'd actually begged for it before it even came to the Xbox.
Oh.
So they're like, it's coming, it's coming. I'm like, well, we'll see. And then they played the trial, and it's a timed trial.
Mm.
So you only get a few hours. And my son decided to suck up all the time. So I bought it because his sister didn't get a chance to play.
So do your kids play Roblox? On Xbox.
Oh yeah, all the time.
See, Roblox is not available in UK yet on Xbox. We can see you playing it. I have tweeted off to the developers and stuff to Larry, but Larry must be ignoring me at the moment because they haven't come back to tell me when it's being released in the UK. Now it's on the PC, fine, but I'd love to be playing it on the Xbox as well because Roblox.
Yeah, the kids play it both ways.
It looks fun. That looks like a fun thing, too.
Oh, they have fun with it. They, like I said, they play it both ways. They play, if one's here, the other one's on the laptop.
Mm.
So.
Okay. Is there anything else in there?
Played some Voxplode 2. Saw it through, and that's on a handheld device. So it's just a little download it on your phone or tablet type of game. And it's a little zombie killer game. I thought I was like, whatever, you know, just give it a go because True Skills had mentioned it. And
losers.
Nah, I love those losers because not love. Let's just clear that up.
Okay.
But so I tried it out and then I realized I had been playing it for like an hour.
That's what happens. Yeah, I've got a little Formula One game on my phone.
Zombie guys. It's a cute little game, though, so I totally recommend downloading it. It's a lot of fun. Very good time killer, too.
Well, it depends where you're playing it, because, I mean, if you're playing it on your couch with your phone, that's fine. But if you're playing it in the loo, you know, you'll not be able to get up.
No. We have a no devices in the bathroom rule in my house.
Oh, my God.
Well, my son dropped his iPad on my tile floors.
Oh, I thought you were going to say he dropped it in the loo.
Oh, God, no. No, that'd have been even worse. No, it shattered because it hit the tile floor. And it was like a foot away from the damn floor, but it shattered. So
where
I'm like,
where it goes. Good. Okay, well, that's good.
And so the last one was Gears.
Gears. Oh, which Gears?
I'm redoing Gears 1. I'm trying to go through them all. Have invited anybody that has wanted to get with me. I will redo all the Gears with them. Viva la P- Pedros, I told him and a couple of others because they were looking to get back into Gears. And Jim and I are doing Gears now because he hasn't played it at all except for the third one.
Oh, flip me. So you heard it here first. If you want to get with Nicole, you play Gears.
That's right. Play Gears with me.
Okay, Mark, yourself, sir.
Yes. I finished off The Witcher 3 Hearts of Stone DLC this week.
Ooh.
Really, really good. Really enjoyed it. Really good story. Quite interesting. And what I didn't realise was I just ploughed through the sort of like main story missions, and I think it must have taken me a good 6 or 7 hours. And there's tons and tons of achievements I haven't got. So there must be lots of side quests and extra content which I need to go back and do now.
Mark, I think it took you longer than 6 or 7 hours. Because Hearts of Stone is said to take a minimum of 9 hours. So there you go, Big Lad.
9 hours in. Yeah.
So it's you've enjoyed it and you didn't even know. Yeah. You didn't even know. Has the update come?
Really interesting.
Has the update come with the UI yet?
Oops, sorry. The update is coming when they release the next DLC, which is Blood and Wine, which is on the 31st of May.
Hey,
so not long to go now, and I'm really looking forward to this because this is a humongous. We don't even call it DLC; we call it an expansion. Because when me and Greg bought The Witcher 3, we went for the one with the season pass, so we've got all this already pre-purchased. But apparently, this new area what we're going to have in the new expansion pack is as big as Skellige in the existing game, which is a huge area as it is. Those who've played Witcher 3 will know how large an area that is. And they say it's going to be a 30 to 40 hour game. So, and there's new weapons, new armor, new monsters. So,
well, look, I've had it for donkeys. I am really looking forward to playing it now. And you know, one of the reasons why I'm looking forward to playing it, weirdly, is because I'm on series 4 of Game of Thrones, working my way through. And that makes me want to play something with a big sword. You know, I know it's not quite fantasy and stuff, but I'm taking England for that. So I'm going to wait until that update comes, and I'm going to get stuck into it so you can help me along.
Yeah, it's a beautiful looking game as well. And one of the people you meet in the Hearts of Stone pack, she sells Witcher specific gear. Which I've bought the blueprints for, but I had to be level 39 to actually craft them before I could even craft and use them. And I think I was level 36 when I finished the story on that as well. But the problem is, on the main game, all the side quests, they give you very minimal XP once you've completed the game or once you're a higher level. You only get like 4 XP and you need like 2,000 to level up. So what I did was, the last update there was, you can do New Game Plus now.
Mm-hmm.
So you start again, but you keep your level, you keep your inventory, apart from a certain, like, know your potions and stuff. Your usual New Game Plus stuff, so I've started again. But I'm thinking now I've started again, how far in the game do I have to get to actually start the Blood and Wine DLC? So I'm a bit worried now. But I've hit my level 39 now, and I've crafted my gear, my new weapons and armor, and they are really good. So I'm happy.
And I mean, it is an adult theme, and there's lots of boobage in it and stuff like that.
Yeah.
There, yeah.
Oh yeah, yeah,
yeah. I mean, it was funny. I watched Splash last night. You know the old 80s movie, Tom Hanks.
Yeah, the mermaid one. Yeah.
Yeah, and I always remember that as being such a great movie with John Candy and Daryl Hannah and Tom Hanks. And realised last night that it really wasn't that good at all. It was really awful. Really bad. Really quite bad acting all the way through it.
Yeah.
And probably it's a fondness in my heart, rose-tinted glasses, as a young teenager getting the odd flash of Daryl Hannah's boob. And I think that's probably what got it. But I wish I had... Oh, yeah, Nicole's shaking her head. But The Witcher is there as well. You know, it has bits for the girls and the guys. When I hear Geralt's backside is tight.
yeah, and I did the deed on
you
the
can talk
unicorn.
About it. Come on, be confident with yourself. You can talk about your males, female, and touch. You know, you can be in touch with that, Mark. Come on, don't get embarrassed.
Yeah. No, I've done the deed on the unicorn, which everyone seems to have done, so... Yeah. No, yeah, really good. In fact, I met a new character in Hearts of Stone, which I got really friendly with. Oh my god, this is really bad now, I can't even remember her name. But I did the deed with her, and I felt really guilty because in the main game, I sort of like pledged my allegiance to Yennefer. So, yeah, I felt a bit guilty, but she was worth it, I suppose.
You are such a hoe.
Yeah, I know. Only online, yeah, though, virtually.
Okay, great. So that's the main thing you've been at this week. Very good.
Yes.
Richard, have you had any time to play anything new or anything this week?
Doom.
Doom. Okay. I'm really excited to hear about Doom because I hear, again, it's one of those things that nobody was expecting that much because the beta was just fine. And then all of a sudden this alleged fantastic single players came out of nowhere, throwback to old school. So tell us all about it, Rich.
It's basically like it's a love letter to 90s like arena style shooters. There's no reloading. Don't reload. So it's as if they've taken away kind of like distractions.
Yeah.
There's no reload.
So is it
the game
an
no
endless clip then?
Yeah, it just goes until you run out. You don't have to reload it.
Yeah. Right. I heard you shoot the bad guys and they spit out ammo, is that right? So it sort of forces you, because you run out of ammo, to use weapons like the chainsaw because the petrol will run out and then you have to move on to something else.
The way that works is if you melee kill an enemy, you get ammo off him, or health.
Yeah.
I think it's health you get off him. The way it works is like when you shoot an enemy enough, you'll get like an orange or yellow glow around him. That lets you know that if you do melee attack, you'll kill him in one.
Mm.
And you like rip his jaw off, or you know, rip his arm off and beat him on the head with his own arm to death. It's sick. It's the sickest game I've ever seen in my life.
No, by sick you mean good. Isn't that right? For old folk listening.
No, I mean like sick as in like, oh, it's just gory. It is sick because it's good, but it's just sick because it's just gory.
Okay, sick. Okay.
Gratuitous violence and gore really doesn't do it justice.
Sick, good, and
what are
sick,
the,
sick. Okay.
What are the visuals like then, Rich? Because we were having a chat about this the other day because Greg's been really tempted to get this. And Nicole, you said it didn't really look that good in the beta. Or beta.
Yeah.
Or...
No, it didn't. But that's the beta. And that's what I said. I was like, it's the beta. They're not going to make it pretty, but they should at least make it decent enough that you would want to buy. I don't know. It just looks really old and retro to me. But, I mean, everybody's touting it's how wonderful it is.
Yeah. Well, I wonder what
the final
game
nice and rich.
Yeah, I mean, it's one of the best looking games on PS4 that I've seen, because that's where we're playing it.
Okay, right.
Oh, yeah, on PS4, right, not PC. Oh, excellent. Yeah.
No, I'll because my missus really liked the beta, so we decided to get it on PS4 so she could play it, and then maybe pick it up on PC on a sale somewhere for the multiplayer, and the mods. But I tell you what, the game knows it's stupid. Doom is ridiculous. It's the most ridiculous story in the world. You go to Mars to mine stuff and demons come. That makes no sense. But
so
thank you. Okay, but, I'm glad I'm not alone in this.
No, but it knows that it's just fucking crazy. So it's like the little computer at the beginning of the game, it says like demonic invasion in progress. It's like, why would the computer have that programmed in? Did they know, you know, did they know that this sort of stuff always happens? And then it says like demonic presence at unacceptable levels, as if there's like an acceptable level.
Well, I've heard people say that, I mean, every time you make a kill, if you were to put a Duke Nukem voice over the top of it, it would fit in perfectly. This probably could have been a perfect Duke Nukem game. It has that sort of self-aware thing going on there. So
this is like if 80s wrestlers we're in like a Predator movie. It's just
Big
like
Daddy, Big Bad
overly,
Daddy.
Overly macho, like just ridiculous, just manly game. It's the manliest game I've ever seen.
Oh, you're
manliest.
You're not talking about Giant Haystacks then and Big Daddy. No,
I mean like
Hulk Hogan.
Hulk Hogan and, you know, Randy Savage and stuff.
Warrior.
Yeah. But I tell you what, right, I just got rid of the Skype then. Something about the single player just feels really nice as well, because like you come over these areas and there'll be a few little demons about which you can pick off if you use your pistol. If you hold down left trigger, you know, like in Halo where you hold down the plasma pistol.
Yeah.
And you hold it down, it does a big charges. Shot.
Yeah.
So you do that with the normal pistol and then shoot, and you can kill the little walking zombie things in one. So you pick them off and then you go down, and the enemies, they're really smart, so they're really clever. They jump around all the buildings. They jump up really out the way. They shoot you from loads of places. I had to turn the difficulty down, though, because I am shit with the PS4 pad. I can't use it. I'm, like, ridiculously bad.
Yeah, well, I don't think you're the only one. I think one of the publishers of this game was getting a lot of shit this week. Sorry, I don't know his name, just when you bring it up. But he was one of the publishers from the publishing house. Quite a well-renowned guy. Is it Wilson or something like that they call a guy? Anyway, he done a live stream. He works for Polygon. He's one of the main reviewers for Polygon. And he done a live, the sort of half-hour Twitch of the game. And he got ripped to shreds for being so shit at it. And sort of they were saying, you know, he's absolutely crap. How can he review a game if he's crap at video games? Yeah. And it's just maybe it's difficult enough to start pick up and play, you know?
Yeah, it's just it's the pad, I think, because I tried the multiplayer beta on PC and I was fine. I was getting like nice kills and it was competitive and all that. But I just can't play with the pad, so I've had to put it on just normal. It's on normal difficulty. I've not put it on like easy, go easy on me. I put it on like hurt me plenty or whatever the hard is. I didn't want to do nightmare. Did you know they've got a roguelike mode?
Yeah, it's like one life sort of thing, or yeah.
But it's not just like, oh, you get one life, it's nightmare mode with one life.
Wow.
It's the hardest difficulty with one life. If you die, like, your campaign's
go away. I don't need to buy any more games. No.
But the visuals are lovely.
When you get to our age, my age, you will play on easy and normal, because just reactions just aren't quick enough to play on harder levels. Mine aren't anyway.
Speak for yourself.
I'd say graphically, it's fantastic. Graphically, it's fantastic. The story's stupid, but it knows it, so it's funny and it's humorous. The levels are really well laid out. There's secrets here and there. I found a couple of secret dolls and some secret areas. There's a secret hidden level from Doom 1.
Yeah, I hear that. You look in through a door.
Wolfenstein.
You go in and it's like the levels like Doom 1 graphics with your guy in like nice graphics.
I think that's on every. I think there's one of those on every level, Rich.
Is there?
You look in through a door into the other level or into the old game.
You can go in there and fight enemies.
And you realize how far graphics and gameplay has came on in 20 years.
Yeah,
20 years.
It's like real life. Games are like real life these days. Have you seen those videos for Final Fantasy 15? Looks like real life.
No, I haven't, but I think...
I swear, I thought I fell asleep and like woke up in real life and like was looking at like...
And Uncharted is there, and another week has went by and none of us have played Uncharted.
I tried Uncharted 2 as well, because I'm off work. I tried playing Uncharted 2. I don't know what people like about it.
What?
He can't shoot.
Down in my estimation now.
He can't shoot. He can't jump. He can't climb. You have to move a millimeter extra higher so that he can reach this platform that he's trying to get to. How many times do things have to break that he's climbing? So he has to like, and then the tube breaks and then he has to climb up again. How many once is enough? Why every time I climb, from the very beginning of the train, you're climbing up the train, stuff breaks. You climb up the train more, stuff breaks. You climb in the thing, stuff breaks. I'm sick of it.
Yeah, but I gotta say, but Rich, that's one of the best openings to a game. I'm sorry, different opinions, but I think that's one of the best openings to any game that's ever been made. Climbing up that railway track that's hanging off the train, I thought that was absolutely wonderful.
Medal of Honor Frontlines.
To say when it was made, 10 times.
Yeah, Under the Beach. Yeah, that too. It was just funny. Again, I was listening to the guys in CAGcast, Cheap Ass Gamer. And I would put a lot of weight into what Shipwreck would say. And he's been playing this, and although he's really enjoyed it, it's the first person I've actually heard to say anything that hasn't been, oh my God, it's a 99%! to say that he doesn't get it either. yes, it's beautiful, it's fantastic, it's lovely to look at, but the gameplay is nothing really unique. And there's about 6 hours of cutscenes in it, and it just seems like you go from a little stealthy bit to lots of climbing bit to a little shooty bit to a pretend stealth bit, and it all just seems to be stitched together. But so, because there is a lot of hype around it, and I wonder, will it be a classic? Because I mean, we've already been through the Tomb Raiders and other bits and pieces this year that people have already forgotten about. Will we still be talking about Uncharted as a Game of the Year contender at the end of the year? Well, so we can't really comment because none of us have played it yet. We really must. We really must make an effort. Yeah, so.
One of us must.
Yeah. Yeah. One of us. One of us.
Yeah. Forza on PC.
Oh, right. Okay. How's that going?
I really like it. You know, it's free, so you can't really complain. It's like complaining when you get a free blowjob. It's like you can't really, even if it's shit, it's free. So you can't say nothing.
I'm trying to get my head around that because I've never paid for a blowjob before. So
literally,
yeah, yeah. So complaining when you got a free blowjob, it just
that's what I mean. It seems silly. It seems counterintuitive, but it's decent. And you get like the graphics are really nice. It's a really nice looking game. That's another game that's like real life. Gran Turismo, which we'll talk about in a bit, but that looks like real fucking life. I thought I was watching like a trailer for like an actual like Formula One game or whatever, Formula One race. In real life or whatever, but anyway, yeah, Forza, it's pretty good. I like that I chase you guys. You're the ghosts on my track. I always like I smash yous. I'm sorry, but that's just how I roll. I'm like I said this last time I was on. I'm like Senna. I don't break when people in real life break. I just go for it. Like I just no holds barred.
I must keep an eye out for you.
Yeah, you might see my ghost.
The hen with the chat says his mum wants his money.
Got it.
I'm sorry, I ran away.
I thought it was free.
Yeah, she wiped off her chin and then I ran. Sorry, love. I'll put it in the post. What is it? £2.50? Is that what you charge? Okay. Very good, Rich. I'm going to go and talk about a bit of new stuff, and there is some sort of racy stuff in here as well. Mark, I would expect that you've been all over Gran Turismo Sport. This week, it was announced and shown with a big razzmatazz. They're really focusing on esports. I'm going to read some of the stuff here from IGN. So they're saying that the PlayStation powerhouse shifts up a gear to embrace the world of virtual racing. The big new direction for Gran Turismo is, as the new GT Sport branding suggests, to blur the line between real and virtual motorsports. As far as gaming buzzwords go, there is no more prevalent than esports and developer Polyphony Digital, embracing the concept full throttle in the hopes that it will set it apart from self-assured peers. Anyway, kind of what they're trying to do is make it an e-sport and then have a load of heats, and then when it comes down to it, they're going to have like an almost televised or Twitched and YouTubed the live final so they can pull people in like a NASCAR or Formula One race. Now, I know they've had success in the past getting people that were playing the game into real cars. And this week they launched it. Seemingly it's about 50% complete. And they had a trailer up and they had some teams racing each other and pundits sitting talking about it as if it was a big sporting event. Mark, did you see the trailers or did you see
what? Yeah, I watched a bit of the live stream of the unveiling. Those two commentator guys, I got a bit bored of it to be honest, but the actual trailer itself, the game just looks absolutely gorgeous. But most car racing games do, don't they, on the trailers?
Yeah.
The thing I do like about it is actually officially partnered with the FIA, which is the International Racing Body. So it has got that support for the esports side of it and also the licensing. Now I've got two concerns. First concern is Drive Club looked awesome. Drive Club's trailer looked awesome, but I can't stand that game. I'm also concerned about the PS4 Nero. Will you need that to see the best side of Gran Turismo Sport? Or will the normal PS4 be just as pretty? I don't know. So I'm a bit sceptical at the moment, to be honest. I've not played a... I played Gran Turismo 5 on the PS3 and I wasn't that impressed with it. And I bought GT6 when it was on sale, and I've played a little bit of that and it was a massive improvement. But I've not got that much into it. The last Gran Turismo game I really actually really loved was on the PS2, so... Yeah, it's got a lot to do to actually get my love back to the franchise.
Yeah, I suppose. So good. I suppose with every racing game, you mean God, Project Cars and everything look fantastic too, and it is a fantastic game.
I love
game.
Project Cars, though,
it's a deeper game.
A lot of people can't. Yeah, a lot of people can't handle that because of the difficulty and everything. But I think that is so. Being a mechanic as well, that is so true to life and so realistic. It is a hard game to play, but I love Project Cars. I really do.
Yeah, and it's a very different game than when it was launched.
Yeah, oh, absolutely.
But the proof of the pudding with all of these driving games is how the cars handle. I don't put a lot of weight between the FIA being involved because I'm sure that's money and it'd be the PR. I'm sure Bernie Ecclestone and all those guys in Formula One and the crews aren't going to have a lot to do with it. Maybe rubber stamp a few things, but that's about it. But do you know what? I'm a big racing game fan. I love my Forza. Anything else that pushes it forward. The things that I loved from the demos was they showed like an oval race and they had a pace car in it and the pace car peeled off, which I just thought was brilliant. And maybe some of the yellow flag stuff is in there. That'd be really, really good ideas. So I find it strange that they're having this championship with all these teams and countries when a game is only 50% complete and where it's November before it's supposed to come out. It just seems...
Well, I heard October.
Is it October? November. Again, it all ties in with the launch of the new machine. You're absolutely right. The Neo. E3 could be some very, very big announcements from Sony, you know. That's... Nicole, Rich, did you have any interest in this at all, or did you see it?
I saw the trailer. I loved it. I thought it looked pretty, but like you said, the trailers always look prettier than the actual game, so you never know what you're getting. And the game could be, I don't know, I hadn't played Gran Turismo since, like, Gran Turismo. Like one of the first couple of games. I can't even remember how old it is. And
I
was
actually said PS2 earlier, but it's actually the PS1 I played it on.
It was when it first came out, and the Cardigans had their song on there. So I'm like, that was like 900 years ago, I swear. But it looks pretty. I'll give it that. And it looks interesting. Yeah. And I'm sure I'm going to end up with it anyway because my son adores the racing games. Like, we have them all. The only reason I had gotten Forza 6 anyway was because of him. And
They've got a lot of catch-up now. It's great to see that the people that don't have Xbox Ones, and because Drive Club, although it looks pretty, that just doesn't drive that well, really, and there's not a lot of enough detail in it, so it'd be great that they have something, a professional racer on the PS4 as well. But they've got a lot of catching up to do because there's just so much content now in Forza 6 and with Forza Horizon,
There's not as many cars initially detailed for GT Sport, but there's still over 100 cars, so it's more than what Project Cars has got, but it's obviously way less than Forza. I think they've said there's 167 cars in GT Sport, whereas there's over 450 in Forza, isn't there?
Goodness, I got Matchbox cars the other week.
But they need to work on the stuff like, but it's little stuff like in GT5, the when you bump another car, the sound effects in that game, they're just ludicrous, and it's always the same noise. There's hardly any damage modelling on them, so I'm hoping with the power of a PS4 now, they're going to obviously rectify that. Fingers crossed. So time will tell. We'll see. I'll probably will be picking this up at some stage.
Okay, so look, there wasn't lots of big news this week. So there's some small stuff out there. The Talos Principle, which was a really really big following. It was announced this week that they're going to get a sequel. The developer announced just yesterday. It's unclear when it's coming or where the story's set, but from PC perspective and gaming perspective, I hear that's a very good thing. Rich, did you play Talos Principle?
I didn't. You know, I did mean to get around to playing it because it looked interesting, but never got around to it.
Okay. I'm going to skip one, leave one to the end. Coming back to a bit of racing, this will interest a lot of the guys out there that and the NASCAR again. Monster Games, who developed some of the first and really, really well-renowned NASCAR games back on the PS2, they're coming back with a NASCAR Heat Evolution, which is coming out later this year. Not a lot of details about it, but it'll come out for all the formats. So they had great success with that stuff way back. So we in the racing community would love a proper, fully blown NASCAR game, because although the add-on for Forza is nice to have, it's still just an add-on, so it's not completely focused on it. So
what they need to do as well is they need to release it in UK and Europe, because the other NASCAR games were out. I don't know if it's EA or publishing, but yeah, from 2013 they stopped publishing in UK and Europe. I see the guys on LAG playing this every year.
I was just about to mention it. Jealous.
I want to play this. Yeah, absolutely. And apparently the latest NASCAR game was quite good. So why they don't release money, I don't know. It can't cost them that much, can it, to regionalize it?
Well, especially now with this digital. Well, I mean, the language translation, I know the American language is very hard to understand, but it's not that hard to convert into proper English. Okay, last thing.
Just change a few y'alls and then you started.
This man appears everywhere. This is one of the funniest things I've seen in my Twitter feed this week. And it's Donald Trump. And it's a faux Twitter handle called Dungeons Donald, at Dungeons Donald. And it's as if Donald Trump was comparing everything to Dungeons and Dragons. And it's very, very funny. So, so Donald is pretty bad, pretty good, depending what part of America you're in and where you fall. But sort of this thing there is like one of the tweets was, Hillary's thief just can't beat Bernie's druid. How will she deal with a gang of kobolds or orcs? Bad. So yeah, have a look at Dungeons Donald if you want to have another laugh at the man with the strange hair. Okay, well, I'm going to pull up some trivia from Mr. Jason Johnson, our wonderful trivia master, and it's coming down to the wire. So, I mean, you very much, I know exactly what your score is, Mark. I'm sure Nicole just has a sort of an idea. You know, I'm sure.
I don't have a clue.
Exactly. But Mark knows every point. He doesn't want to miss a week.
I'm 2 points behind, I think.
See?
Okay.
Yeah. So he wants to be on every week now because he wants.
Well, that's why I didn't want you on this week.
He wants to win the flight to Los Angeles. He really does.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah.
Okay. So let's scroll down to the little
place
on the show notes here.
But your face is in my way.
Mark, Nick, Rich, get ready. Okay. Question number one, what was the most popular Nintendo game of 2015 according to the Miiverse? Was it A, Super Mario Maker, Splatoon, Xenoblade Chronicles X, or Legend of Zelda Majora's Mask 3D? A, Super Mario Maker, B, Splatoon, C, Xenoblade Chronicles X, D, Legends of Zelda Majora's Mask 3D. Can I have your answers now?
He's done a Nintendo question on purpose, hasn't he?
Yeah, exactly. Stop it, Mark!
Well, I put mine in before you. You copied me.
I put mine in exactly as you.
Okay, well, some of you have got it right and some of you have got it wrong. And the people that said B, Splatoon, are absolutely right. Sorry, Rich, you're wrong. Mark and Nick, you get a point each for that. Bank is there. She stays in the lead. Nothing changes. We're out of this, Rich. We're just sort of ultra rats.
This week, where you can all male contestants get double points. I'm sure
that's right. That's absolutely right. Yeah.
Double XP.
Yeah.
It's double XP on Battlefield 4.
Yeah, it's a pity you're a big girl's blouse and that doesn't count. Okay, question two. Which of these fighting games is not part of the EVO 2016 lineup? Yeah, that's the esports stuff. Okay, so which of these is not part of it? Pokken Tournament, Killer Instinct, Super Smash Brothers Brawl, or Ultimate Marvel vs. Capcom 3? Which one is not part of the EVO lineup? Pokken Tournament, Killer Instinct, Super Smash Brothers Brawl, Ultimate Marvel vs. Capcom. One would that be? Not be.
This is an evil question.
Which one was Pokken Tournament?
It's A. Pokken Tournament, Killer Instinct, Super Smash Bros. Brawl, Ultimate Marvel versus Capcom 3. Your answers, please. New.
Yeah.
Oh no.
Oh no.
A as well.
Oh no. So we've got a D, we've got an A, and an A. And I'm sorry to tell you, none of you are correct.
Yes. That's good.
The one that is not part of it is actually Super Smash Bros. The 2016 EVO lineup is Super Street Fighter V, Guilty Gear XRD, Ultimate Marvel vs. Capcom 3, Pokken Tournament, Super Smash Bros. For Wii U, Super Smash Bros. Melee, Killer Instinct, Mortal Kombat X, and Tekken 7. Jason, that's a really cruel question that was. That was just your luck. So, Nicole, with only a couple of weeks before E3, which is when this ends, you still are in the lead. Mark has not clawed anything back, but you are treading water. So all is fair in love and war. Next time.
I can have all the weekends now.
You can have all the weekends.
Yeah. So
you're gonna see. You're gonna have. Yeah. Mark. Do you know what, Nicole? You can probably have a couple of weeks off, and you'll still win. We're just crap at this. Rich, would you like to go through the new releases, please? That's coming up this week.
Yeah, sure thing. Let's do this. So this week, guys, we have Downwell.
Downwell, that's supposed to be good.
I can hear some music.
Yeah,
You're supposed to.
We have it every week, Rich, and you're not noticed.
Oh, yeah, of course.
When I'm on, anyway.
Dungeons 2, if anyone played Dungeons 1, that one guy, the sequel's out May 24th. The Last Blade 2 coming out on PlayStation 4 and Vita, also May 24th. How will it compete with Downwell and Dungeons 2? I'll never know. Lumo, which is like Limbo, but it's in rainbows, is PS4, PC, Mac, Linux, May 24th. I think the biggest release this week is Kittypocalypse Rift.
I love Mac, Kittypocalypse.
Possibly might overshadow the Overwatch, which comes out this week.
I think most things will, yeah.
Yeah. We've got Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles, Mutants in Manhattan. God.
Heroes in a Half Shell. Mutant Bar.
Oh, why? What's the point? Total War Warhammer. That's the big PC release this week, guys, apart from Overwatch. Total War Warhammer.
Sorry, if I can interrupt you. Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles. that's being done by the guys that done Transformers and stuff. That's actually might be a wee quiet one. That might be a wee silent but deadly job there.
It's a fart.
Yeah, silent but deadly little game. If it's done like Transformers, I would like a Teenage Mutant Hurt.
What's that smell? Turtles. Is it cow? No. Oh, it's bullshit. That's what that is, Robin. It's bullshit. Right, coming next, we have Tropico 5 coming to Xbox One.
For free.
for free.
Oh, yeah, no, I'm going to say if you've got... Is it free?
It's free on PS4.
Yeah, it is, yeah. I was just going to say, if you got a PS4, don't buy it on Xbox One.
Yeah, it's free on PS4. Oh. We have Chronicles RuneScape Legends on PC. We've got Elite Dangerous The Engineers. That's the next big release for Elite Dangerous. That comes out. We've got Excubator on PC, Mac, and Linux on May 26th. Omnibus. Omnibus, that's what it used to be called when EastEnders used to have like five episodes on a Sunday, wasn't it?
Yeah.
The EastEnders Omnibus.
All week's episodes all in one thing, yeah.
Yeah, oh, that was a legend. We used to get the popcorn out, fire on, doors, curtains drawn, doors locked. Robot Arena 3 is coming on PC, and then we're finishing it off with Tabletop Racing World Tour. Games with gold this week, free ones, giving away some games. Xbox One is Defense Grid 2, Costume Quest 2, and Xbox 360 gets Grid 2 and Peggle. Do you remember that game that everyone played for 2 days? And it was like, this is the best game ever. That's Peggle. PS Plus is
unless
PS4.
Unless you were Kim.
Unless you were Kim, yeah. Tropico 5 and Tabletop Racing World Tour and Switch Galaxy Ultra. Tabletop Racing World Tour, I played this the other day, me and my girlfriend. It's like Micro Machines, but shit.
Yeah.
It's shit Micro Machines.
It's not too bad for free. I won't buy it, but exactly. It's not bad for free.
Can't complain if it's free. Something I did want to say, actually, in me, what you've been playing. My missus got the Lego Movie, the video game. It's the best, one of the best games I've ever seen.
Yeah, it's good, isn't it?
Fantastic. Yeah. Oh, God. Yeah, it's open world.
Yeah.
It's got master builders. You can build all kinds. You unlock like a million characters. It's hilarious. The only downside was the videos from the movie were in like low quality. Don't know why they didn't have HD videos, but anyway. I think that's the new releases for this week, guys. PlayStation 3 got Bionic Commando Rearmed 2 and Loco Roco Coco Reco. PlayStation Vita got Switch Galaxy Ultra and God of War Ghost of Sparta.
I love the music from Loco Roco. I think it's class. And I also like Lego the Movie video game. And I love the kitty. What do they call the kitty? What was her name? The Rainbow Kitty, who was so nice until she got pushed against the wall and she got angry.
She's
brilliant. Okay, that's brilliant. Thanks, Rich. The Forza stuff, there's again, ongoing all the time. There's a big, big community following with the Forza 6 at the moment. The third round of the British Touring Car Championships were last Wednesday, and that was at Lime Rock. We had three different winners. It was a fantastic night. I think there was 16 odd of us there. Three different winners. We had Tequila Slam, we had Smurftastic, and Ordy. I had a sixth, a third, and a second. I'm very pleased with my third and my second. It was cool. So the championship standings at the moment, Henwood is still out in the lead at 168 points. Tequila is catching up at 161. And Smurftastic is there at 157. So, I mean, lots to play for. Long championship.
Quite close, isn't it?
Yeah, so I mean, there's another 20 races yet to go. So, a lot to play for there. The next round is next Wednesday at 9 p.m. and all your various times around the world. It's great. I mean, we've got some new racers in there. Blue Brew and some of the guys that are in are improving dramatically. And Chris Henwood and the guys are helping people along. And it's lots of fun. So, but if you want to find out more, contact at the Henwood or at ParsnipNose3000 or check out the track, TRAC, racingforum.com. Forza stuff's going on. Yeah, brilliant. The We Are Epic stuff is taking a bit of a break, and Nicole is going to talk to us about her favourite thing. Victory achieved.
Yes, this is when you get to take a selfie for finishing a game. So we play this on Twitter. Contest rules are that you have to be in the picture and it has to be polite. No bottoms, no other parts, just your beautiful face. And tweet it out to @G4TE, spell out the .com. On Twitter and post the game that you've just finished and that selfie. The next contest, well, this contest is running all the way through June 30th, so you have until the 30th, and you can win some space bucks, either $20 or 15-pound gift card for PSN, Xbox Live, or the Steams. This week's victories achieved are Roberto UK 73 for Uncharted, Drake's Fortune, Bungo, the insane. I mean, sane. Sorry. Ratchet and Clank. Marcanix. Markenny. The Witcher 3. Hearts of Stone. What is that? Yeah. Obligate Failure.
Yes.
I've seen this person on
new
Twitter.
One. Yes. New. Yeah. Yes.
Bloodborne. Calling for the Win. Uncharted 4. Piltried. Defense Grid 2.
Sorry. Well, let's give a big shout out to Calling for the Win. First completion of Uncharted 4. Oh, well done. He was the first to do it first.
Oh, hey. Congratulations, then. Extra congrats. Let's see. And Piltried again for Peggle. NTB Matt 1 for Uncharted 4. Royal Kahuna, Uncharted 4. Amaris 89 for Factorio. And Kyle. Like that. I'm like, and Kyle for Quantum Break.
Poor Kyle. It's such
all,
a hard
all them
time.
Games there. All them yeah. games there, they're all well known apart from Von Amras has played.
Do you know what? I got a fair play to him. I looked up today. It takes 40 something hours to complete that game.
Okay.
Yeah, so it sounds you know it yeah, it sounds like something that was like takes 5 minutes. But yeah, it didn't. So fair play to you, mate. Right. He's wanted to point that out. Not a half point.
So Mr. Lever and everybody else who's been victory achieving this week, they get this special little clip.
You all have a victory's achieved. Victory's achieved. You have one. Victory's achieved.
Oh, cheers, Mr. DeLacy. That's a classic.
He still sounds constipated.
So, a wee story about Quantum Break for Kyle this week. He had given up on it. He had given up on the final boss. He had thrown the towel in, and we'd give him a bit of stick on Twitter, and he actually went back and completed it then. So, congratulations, Kyle, for doing that. Okay, the other little thing that we run here, I actually posted all of the results up on Facebook. So, on the G4TE Facebook page, if you just search Facebook for us, you'll find it. I put the whole scores of everybody that has completed games, so the full list to see where you are on that. So what I'm doing, we're raising some money for the kids for Extra Life, which is our 24-hour gaming thing, which happens later on in the year. And for every big game you complete, you get a point. Every small game, you get a half a point. And so far, we've raised $162.50 for the kiddies. And the winner of this will get an Overseas Connection t-shirt and a mug. So the top five at the moment out of the 39 people that have entered: Amras on 25 points, Caliber and M 18, Companion Cube on 11, John Mouse on 10, and Mr. Miyagi on 8. And I got a welcome this week to Obligate Failure and Roberto73UK to the chart, which I've entered in there as well. So thanks very much, and thanks for supporting that. It's a good cause. And that's absolutely brilliant to do that. So, oh my goodness, are we here? Are we at this point? That's amazing.
It's gone quick, hasn't it?
Well, it's an hour and five, an hour and ten. Do you know what I didn't talk about? I didn't talk about what I was doing, what I was playing. I finished off Ratchet and Clank. Yeah, I finished off Ratchet and Clank. That was brilliant. Pick up Ratchet and Clank. It's a great game. Really good fun and absolutely beautiful to play with. And I'm still working my way through... what do you call it?
Deadpool.
Yeah, I think I'm coming close to the end, and I keep on grabbing snapshots of it as again. It is just so rude and so silly and so teenage. I went to a party, and I had to tonight there or today when I was playing it for a bit, and I had to go and smooch up to all these scantily clad girls. I tried to get my amorous way with him and failed miserably because although Deadpool is a stud, he's not that good with the ladies. It's very, very funny, and it is crap and it is terrible, but at the same time, it's lots and lots of fun. If you're looking for some sick fun that's sick, good, but bad, not sick, yeah, it does slice people up. Yeah. Deadpool is the thing for you. One other thing that I did, Rich, there was a free update for Battlefield 4. It's download is a big thing. It's about 5 gigs of a download. It's the snowy level. Final fight. I think there's some single player
final
stuff
stand.
In Final stand. So this morning I fired it up. I thought, oh, I haven't put on Battlefield in about a year, and I switched it on and jumped into a multiplayer game, and oh my god, just die, dead. It's so difficult. I mean, you where do I start again with Battlefield?
Well, I'd only played Battlefield 4 up until rank 38, and I watched that Battlefield 1 trailer like 2 weeks ago when it came out, and I was like, I'm getting to rank 50 before that comes out. I got to rank 50 today. I smashed it, and the reason why is because it's a fucking class game. What you have to do, mate, is you just... The best way to play Battlefield is to do a job. Sign up for a job. Do, like, support. Stick with your squad and do, like, your ammo and all that. Or be a medic. Just run around like Doc Rowe from Band of Brothers going, has anybody got any scissors? You know, just whatever it takes. Something I did the other day in Battlefield 4, mate. This is why I love this game so much. On the China Rising map pack where there's, like, a mountain in the middle and then there's flags all around, like, a circle around this main mountain. There was about 30, because it's 64 player, there was about, I don't know, 25 people. Me and this gang of 25 lads just going from flag to flag to flag in a big row. There was nothing the other team could do. We just overpowered them. All people would set up like suppressing fire from the back. People would just run in. Other people would have like rocket launchers and that, and we just owned. But it was just class watching 25 people just running up the hills all together. There was no group chat. No one was like organizing it. It just happened. That's why Battlefield's great.
So what mode do you play on, or what is the where to go? I mean, is it? Because, I mean, I think it was a team deathmatchy thing that I was in. That was probably what the problem was. Because it wasn't one of the big team battles or something. I think that's where it really excels in some of those modes, the big team stuff.
I only play on Battlefield 4 and 3. I only play Conquest Large.
Okay.
64 player. That's all I play. There's 10 game modes and I just don't touch them. I want to touch the Titan-y one. If they make the Naval Strike map pack free, which I think they will, because I never bought it. There's a Titan mode in that, but with ships. So Titan from 2142. So I'll try that. But Conquest Large, mate, I'm all the time getting a nice squad of 5 people. Stick with them, do a job, engineer, support, whatever. Once you can find a class that you like, you can stick with that class and then like branch off into other classes. But you can't lone wolf it. Like, it's not like a Call of Duty game. You can, but I think the idea of Battlefield is to stick as something. Like, in this game, right, I'm going to be a sniper, so I'm going to stick at the back, I'm going to snipe everyone, spot people, do a spawn beacon, or I'm going to be like, right, I'm going to be an engineer. Every time I see a tank on the map, I'm going to go in it and, like, help that guy.
Okay, well, I'll maybe stick at it. I think I'm the medic sort of guy in me. Okay, one shout-out here to the guys. We haven't talked about Clash of Clans for a while, there's still a G4TE clan out there, and Rubbish username is in the chat, and he was asked us to mention it because they are having some wins at the moment, and they're still battling once a week. I'm still playing Clash of Clans quietly in the sidelines, not taking part in the battles. So look, if you want to get involved, Clash of Clans is still there. Search for G4TE and give the guys some support. I see they're battling away at the weekend, and I think there's still 15 or 18 of them still in the battles. So yeah, check it out, Clash of Clans. And there's the new Clash Royale, which I'm sure there's a G4TE clan there as well. So give those guys support.
And Boom Beach. Rubbish username still running. Boom Beach.
My goodness.
Yeah, it's just setting up going today. So if you've got Boom Beach and you're in the G4T clan, or you're not, get in the G4T clan. There's an operation we need your help with today.
Excellent. Okay, let's wind this baby up. It's been I don't think it's been a short show. It hasn't, maybe a bit shorter, but
about average.
It's been all right.
You don't want it too long.
No. Well, as Nicole was talking about 6 inches earlier on, 6 inches of...
I cut my hair. 6 inches of hair.
Yeah, I know, but yeah, okay. Well, it could have been 6 inches of anything, and anything at the 6 inches is definitely something. Look, if you want to join in with what we're doing, join in with us here. We are on twitch.tv/G4TE at 11 p.m. UK, 3 p.m. West, and 6 p.m. East every week, usually on a Saturday evening. You can email the show at podcast@g4te.com, and you can tweet us at OC_podcast. The Facebook group is there, fb.g4t.com, and you can throw us a bob or two if you want to at donate.g4t.com. We don't do this for money, but we do give stuff away and give money away, and soon there will be a Victory Achieved prize drawn at the end of this month. Leave us a review on YouTube, iTunes, whatever your things of choice. And that's about us. Thanks very much for listening. Nicole, the Shatters that are there, would you like to give them a shout before we start to wind out?
Like list them?
Yeah, list them.
Sorry. I was busy. I was on Twitter, so I wasn't listening. I'm so sorry, Robin. Yes, there's an American accent to our friend asking down here at the bottom, Mousetrap Toe. That would be mine, my very American accent. And then Teflon. Oh, and then Fraser. Fraser pops in at the last moment. Rubbish. Adams. Kyle Adams is still with us.
Mm. Teflon.
Teflon's still, with us. We won't mention Mark. He doesn't count.
No.
No. We did get to swing the band hammer, though. And I love swinging the band hammer.
Somebody being rude in there, yeah?
Oh, yeah. You know how it goes.
Yeah, I know how it goes.
I know. Step J was in there. We just had a good group. Just a real good group in there.
Good.
Soul Brother. I love that.
Very, very chatty tonight as well. Yeah, a lot of chat tonight. That's good.
Okay, so anybody you'd like to shout out yourself, Nicole?
You gentlemen, always fun, and I like that I'm still in the lead and can rub it into Mark's face. That's all.
Oh yeah, rub it into his face. Rub it into Mark. Yeah.
Oh my God, not like that! Holy crap! And you make fun of me and Kim for being pervs, really?
Okay. I am.
I do love you guys. I love our little Shatters. And without them and the listeners, we wouldn't be able to do this. So thank y'all for making it so much fun. All right. So, Mark.
I want to shout out you guys. I want to shout out everyone in the chat tonight. I didn't say it at the beginning of the show, so apologize. But my username on Xbox Live, PSN and Twitter is Markanix, MarkAnix. So if you want to send me a friend request on any of them, please do so, and I'll respond in kind and send one back. So over to Rich.
I want to shout out Nick at WombleMK3. He's part of our place, isn't he? Part of our
yes, field.
Absolutely. Yeah, he's
a Scottish whore. Yeah, I wanna thank him for the debate we had today about Brexit on Twitter. Who knew Twitter could be a recourse for intellectual, civilized debate about politics?
He likes his politics, oh, doesn't he? Yeah. He'll have a good debate with you. Yeah.
He does. Yeah, so we had a nice debate. We disagreed, but you know, civility and humbleness and all that, you know, you don't start calling each other a cunt like some people on the interwebs. You just go hat off to you, sir. You have yours, I have mine. Good day. Plus, he's Scottish. I'm scared of him, so because he could probably kill me.
He's a sweetheart.
Oh, you've never met a Scot. They are lethal. They're weapons. You don't mess with Scots. I used to say that about Irish people until I met Robin.
Gingers.
Sweetheart, my cousin is Scottish from Edinburgh, even though he makes fun of the way I say it because I have that twang in there.
People from Edinburgh aren't really Scottish.
Don't let Neil find out.
No, they're soft. They're posh. No.
Yeah, I just said that's where he lives. I didn't say that's where he's from. Or maybe I did say that's where he's from. That's where he lives, though. That's not where he's from.
Tourists live. It's like Orlando has nothing to do with America.
Oh, Jesus Christ.
there you go. Okay, well, I'd like to shout out Fraser. Fraser's been having some time off with his family, doing bits and pieces, and watching at his Facebook feed. They seem to be getting up to everything, doing lots of wonderful stuff with the kids and museums and trips and all sorts of stuff. So, I want to hear you back on the podcast here soon, Fraser. So get your ass back into gear, please. Fraser has asked us to give a shout out to Fish, Matthew Fish. So, Matthew Fish, shout it out. I would also like to shout out the hottest property in UK podcasting and wish him congratulations on his marriage. Richard Natras, congratulations, sir. Yes. You're now married up, and that's brilliant. You made an honest woman of that girl, and I hope you are very, very happy for many, 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 many moons. So congratulations to you all. To everybody that's listening, thank you very much for listening. To Greg, I hope you had a great night off, mate, and you'll be welcome back anytime to host. To you guys, thank you very much for making this so easy for me tonight. For Rich on the decks, for Mark spinning the tunes and the sounds, for Nicole looking so gorgeous and speaking so well, and it's just so beautiful. So I'm just going to wish everybody a safe, wonderful gaming week, and we will catch yous all next time around. See yous all. Goodbye.
All right, later.
Cheers. And get some ass. Got blades for days, got guns galore, got combo moves, evades and more, with bear traps and hand grenades. Pull the pistol like a maniac right in your face. I said backspace, bitch. I didn't say whatever you're doing. Oh my god, what did it just do in my notes?
Okay.
I don't like this thing. Ding, glitch, pizza, ding, glitch, pizza, ding. God, you're gonna deafen me.
Is that still too loud?
Son right. of yes. a whore. You're gonna kill me. There is a fucking fuck.
Is that
I hate
too
you
loud?
Right now. But you know what? Maybe there's a way to mute your ass.
I've put the sound on so they can see the stream is starting soon, but they can also hear us talking like now.
Oh, okay.
No.
That would have been nice to know ahead of time, Rich.
Yeah. No, they aren't. Just now. I'm letting you know now. I've just done it now.
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 What the hell was that?
Deadpool for you, just for you. You played
that
it.
That was Deadpool. Oh. I love that I got a friend request and I don't know who this person is. Stop! Oh my god!
That's me creep face.
Complete, yeah, it was! And I was like, oh my god, you do need to stop too. Oh, put that away.
If you like this podcast, there is another site you should check out, which is called VGHub.net. And on there, you find a bunch of links to other video game podcasts, similar in vein to ours, but different in the way they're delivered. Some have all kinds of sound effects. Wheels are for old people. Some talk about RPGs.
People say.
Come on now.
Some might say that.
No one says that.
Then, of course, you have links to, you know, great forums.
You don't have any other friends.
So check it out, vghub.net. It is a great starting point for your podcast discovery.